Wake up.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Hey, good morning. It's already 25 degrees. Check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
I'm tired of it, guys. The new study says drinking 3+ cups of coffee a day could prevent early death. I'm tired of this. Every week, there's a new study that says do or do not drink 3 cups of coffee. Yeah. I'm tired of it. Drink as much coffee as you want.
Yeah.
And you'll die when
and
you die.
And you're going to die anyway.
Damn.
And by the way, let me throw this out to you. Jax is the best after coffee number 3.
Oh, yeah.
She gets super weird. And we usually try to make her do it on Fridays.
Yeah,
so if
yeah.
you hear Jax going off the deep end a little bit on Fridays, it's because we've made her have more coffee than normal. Jax, speaking of, how are you this morning? What's going on?
I'm sad. I'm very, very sad because my friend Sudansu at the Shell at the corner of Richmond East and Parliament, who makes my coffee every morning, it's his last day today.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and this is a man that I see every single morning. He's moving to Winnipeg. He's 21. He's ready to live his life.
What's he doing in Winnipeg?
He just graduated college for tech, so he's going. Yeah, so I'm really sad because I'm really good. I don't know if he's going to miss me as much, but I told him I loved him this morning.
Oh, yeah. I know. He's been on your TikToks
and
stuff,
too. Yeah, he's my friend, so we slow dance this morning. I'll post that later.
Yes, they do. Amazing. Yeah. Producer Leah, what's going on with you?
So Kanye's clothing line for sports is now up and running. He signed with NBA player Jaylen Brown. Mm-hmm. My question to you, do you think this is going to be the new wave? Do you think people are going to start signing up for Donda Sports is what it's called?
I don't know about sports.
You'd be wrong to underestimate Kanye because all beige line came out, I'm like, I don't know. And then everybody's on it.
Yep.
He's got some influence.
There you go.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so there's a list on Nar City this morning about you can't say that you've experienced Toronto in the summer unless you've done all these things.
Okay.
Oh, I love these.
Like a checklist.
Yeah.
Because some of them are like normal, and then there's always like 5 weird ones that are very specific to the writer of the article.
100%. Yeah, it's like, I had fun doing this, so therefore all people need to do this.
Unless you've been to my Nana's backyard, you've never experienced a Brampton summer.
So obviously the first one is Wonderland.
Yeah, of course.
By the way, I saw a very funny TikTok yesterday. There's these two like teenage girls, and they were like pretending to be couples in line at the Wonderland rides. And like the weird poses that people take, and one of them was like, you know, resting their head on the other one's chest while they get petted, and like, it's just ridiculous.
Heat stroke.
If you ever want to watch something funny, watch like basically kids. It's like their first girlfriend, first boyfriend, Wonderland. Hilarious. Oh. Number 2, drinks at the porch. Any porch, the porch.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, our TV commercial, we shot our TV commercial up there.
Yeah.
So we've had them too.
I love it there.
Have you ever caught a sunset at Polson Pier?
Yes.
No. Where's Polson Pier?
It's like Cabana.
Oh.
Yeah, Cabana area.
It's still facing. Stunning.
Yeah?
So good. Yeah, 100%.
It just says Toronto Islands.
Yes.
Go to the islands. Yeah. I've still never been to the islands.
What?
Ever?
Yeah, never. I know. It's like the least Toronto thing about me. I've never been to the islands. Don't even know what they're called. Never been.
Okay.
Well, I rarely had much interest, to be honest.
So when I was in high school, like Dragon Boat, we used to do the big Toronto festival there, and they would drag all the boats out to the islands. Yeah. So the waterways between the islands, that's where we raced, which was super cool.
Oh, that's cool.
But one thing you should do if you get out there is like there's like a restaurant and there's like a yacht club and stuff like that. You should go check it out. And people live there, and that is always cool walking through the neighborhood.
Yeah.
There's like a school and everything.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Also, just go to Hanlon's. It's beautiful. It's also good with swimming water, surprisingly.
Interesting. Yeah. Jay's game. Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously. Day at the CNE. Yes, obviously. Yeah. And that's back, by the way, August 19th this year.
Hell yeah.
Sugar Beach.
Yep.
That was a weird one. I'm like, why, of all the beaches, why Sugar Beach?
It's pretty down there.
It's not that cool. Like, it's like a small patch of sand in like a somewhat industrial area.
I think it's in transition, right? Yeah. It's one of those places where you're like, okay. There's something happening here. And it's they've built up so much around there.
Yeah, there's a lot of condos going on.
100%. Have you eaten a cone from Tom's Dairy Freeze?
I never
have.
Yes.
It's on the Queensway. It's right by my place. And we drive by it every weekend. We're like, oh, we got to go to Tom's. Never do. But I want to go.
Is it actually?
Oh, yeah. So good chocolate soft serve. Hell yes.
Really? Because I've always been an Ed's Real Scoop guy, but okay. have you wandered through the distillery?
Oh, yeah.
That was another one where I'm like, why is that a summer activity?
I thought that was Odin. Oh,
it's Christmas.
I actually think, yeah, the Christmas or the fall in the distillery is beautiful as well. Yeah. Just throwing that out there. See the air show. Now, I don't think you have a choice but to see the air show if you live downtown. I remember I lived on Jarvis Street in one of the big high-rise condos, and we had an outdoor pool. And literally the jets would come right up Jarvis Street and then turn around in front of us, which was neat.
There's two ways if you live in Toronto to experience the air show. And number one is you get to see it on your patio. And the second is it always coincides with them shutting down Lakeshore. So when you're stuck in traffic on the Gardner for 3.5 hours and you get to watch it that way.
Oh, yeah.
Enough of the air show.
You don't like the air show?
No.
I think it's cool.
No.
Really?
No.
All right, fine. Drinks at Laval.
Which one's
Laval? Drinks at Laval.
Laval on King West?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a Laval just down the street from us here at Queen and John. And then there's a, I think, Bar Laval, I think, is
Bar
the
Laval
one.
Bar Laval is on, yeah.
Bar Laval's cool.
Yeah, King West, not
it
King
It is.
East.
It's sort of like if you're King West, you've gone to
Laval.
Yeah,
oh, yes.
Right? That and Belfast and all the other ones. Picnic at Bellwoods. Jax's formerly favorite place to do it, but now I think Jax has to find a new park in the East End.
I go to Riverdale, which is, I gotta say, way nicer than Bellwoods. Like, it's the most beautiful view ever of the city, and it's just pretty.
The Riverdale park's amazing.
It's
the
amazing.
The one in the East that's really good, too, is the one at Greenwood and Coxwell.
Yes, okay, they have an incredible farmer's market on Sunday as well that I go to often. Yeah, it's wonderful.
I'm not surprised.
It's really good.
Two more. Pedestrian Sundays
in
at
Kensington
Market.
Yes.
Just wandering around
so
doing
good.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Blackbird. You got to go to Blackbird Bradford.
Oh, baking go.
So you go
get that.
You've never gone?
No.
Okay, so you go, you grab a piece of bread, and you walk around and you eat, and you shop for stuff.
Mmm, bread.
Yeah, stuff you don't need.
Really good.
And the last
really
one,
good.
And I haven't done this since I was a little kid, visit the Toronto Zoo.
I love, maybe in
zoo?
Principle zoos are weird, but I really like a zoo.
Yeah,
I like a zoo, and I like an aquarium.
Been. You've never been? Okay, so You gotta go to the zoo. First off, it's in Scarborough, so it's where I grew up.
Okay.
Secondly, it's beautiful. Like, they have done an amazing job with it. It's not like a creepy, weird zoo.
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's two types of zoos, right?
Yeah.
There's zoos where you're like, I'm pretty sure this is Tiger King. And then there's the Toronto Zoo, which is actually amazing.
They're pretty renowned for their animal treatment. Like,
absolutely.
How good the animals are kept there. Yeah.
My buddy Steve was a tour guide there.
Yeah.
During university, so he would spend 8 hours on the trolleys talking, and he said the funniest thing that ever happened was he was, you know, in the middle of one of his speeches, and he looked over because it was the, you know, he was at the giraffe spot, and then the giraffe was peeing on a smaller giraffe.
Yeah.
And he said it was pretty hard to continue my speech after that. But anyway, Toronto Zoo, I guess I gotta take you.
Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So you might soon be able to have two-way conversations with your pet, which I think is kind of interesting, although I'm not totally sure I'd want to know what my pets are thinking. I mean, we already have Twitter to find out what silly people are thinking all the time. We need to know
silly
what our animals
nice
are thinking.
Word.
Silly is a nice word for what I'm actually
mean.
So what they're saying is that they haven't been able to categorize themselves, but because of some very basic artificial intelligence in terms of, like, computer algorithms or whatever, they're able to categorize what dogs are saying or how dogs' certain calls sound in different contexts. And I guess this matters because you can hear a dog bark many different ways, but it's the context and some of the different sound patterns that matter. And as soon as they're able to completely categorize that, it should be something like, do you remember the movie Up?
Yeah.
Where the dog has a collar and it's like, I love you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It'd be something like that where it would be able to hear the context of the dog's bark and then understand or whine or whatever else the dog's doing and then understand what it was saying and then kind of feed it back to you.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of creepy. And also, maybe a bummer because maybe we're going to learn that dogs aren't just constantly thinking, I love you, I love you, I love you.
Yeah, this is the thing, right? We've got this sort of thing that they love us so much. Maybe they don't.
I don't care what it is. I want to know everything that Reggie is thinking.
Really?
Mainly about food.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I would love to be even more enmeshed with Reggie. Like, I would love to be more connected to him. Mm. I love him. Don't shake your heads at me.
I'm not.
I just...
I mean, I am a little, but...
I love Reggie.
Because here's what's going to happen, because dogs already always figure this out. If even cats figure this out. If they know how to get to you, if they know how to push your buttons and make you feel guilty, they're going to do more of that.
100%.
So what Reggie's going to do is he's going to push your buttons and make you feel more guilty about putting him in a crate at night.
Yeah, like, what if he's really passive aggressive and you put him in the crate and all he hears, sad. Sad.
I am sad. Already so incredibly manipulated by my 6-pound dog that it doesn't matter. Like, what's another little bit?
I think that you don't need to test the limits
okay,
on that.
Okay.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I'm not sure if you know who this person is, but I thought what they had to say you'd find kind of relatable. His name's Taika Waititi, and he is a New Zealand-born filmmaker.
Oh, he's awesome. Incredible, yeah.
I don't know if you've ever seen Jojo Rabbit, but he won a bunch of Oscars for that.
What a movie.
He is directing Thor, Love and Thunder, and it's coming out this year. And he's also got one of the next Star Wars movies, which will be very exciting as well. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, he's basically, he's becoming one of the biggest and most sought-after directors in Hollywood. And his girlfriend is Rita Ora. And you'd know Rita Ora.
Yes. Casual connection.
One of the most beautiful people in the world. My gosh.
Amazing.
Now, I loved what he had to say, and I just want to know what you thought. He said, being around people, just in general,
okay.
He said, it's just really draining.
Preach.
He said, with whoever I'm with, he's like, it doesn't matter who, even my family. But definitely people I've never met before. He said basically that when there's people around me, I kind of feel a bit peopled out and drained.
Yeah.
And so what he likes to do to be actually creative he likes to go and hide.
Mm-hmm.
And he realizes it's a bit weird, but he just likes to go and hide and be alone. He's like, that's when I can be creative. He's like, I can't be creative around people.
Yeah. So to get his work done, he needs to be in quiet.
Which is pretty wild.
So he's an introvert.
Yeah.
Now, when you think about that, though, if you're on a set for a movie, as an introvert, as TJ pointed out, you got hundreds of people around you all day.
Yeah.
Sometimes 16, 17 hours you're shooting.
Yeah.
And this guy is trying to, I just think that's kind of neat, right?
There is this kind of like misnomer with introverts that we don't like being around people all the time, which is not necessarily true because like, you guys know I'm a bit introverted, but I also am on a radio show with you.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit
different. You're social.
The thing is that introverts need time to recharge. And when their recharge is being alone for the most part. And that's probably what he's saying is he just knows that like, okay, I'm my most creative when I'm alone, but he still knows how to flick the switch and be around people.
How do you recharge?
I like to be at home with my thoughts, all of them.
Playing video games.
No, my home is like my safe space. Yeah. So that's like where I go to recharge. And sometimes people ask me to do things and I go, I can't, I'm very busy. But what I'm very busy doing is wrapping myself in a blanket on the couch and not getting off.
And you're recharging.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You can be busy recharging. Nothing wrong with that.
I love being around large groups of people. I love being social.
That's when you feel charged.
That's when I feel charged. But I know that I hit a point where I'm like, enough is enough. Like, I have to go home. Like, take myself home because I'm no good in a social situation if I'm not charged up enough. So there's such thing as an extroverted introvert, right? So, and like, Adam, you've been around large crowds of people for most of your life, I'm sure. Like, especially living in downtown Toronto. How do you recharge?
I used to be like you.
Yeah.
I used to be charged around people.
Yeah.
And I found it's so weird as I get older. And especially, you know, doing this job, because this job is interesting. You know, you're basically paid to put on a somewhat of a social gathering every morning, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm tapped.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of the time I find on Friday nights now, I don't want to go out.
No!
Friday night go outs are off the table. Yeah. I do like being around a small group of people. Yeah. I find I do my best when it's like 6 or 7 and you can really connect with people. And it can be anything like from like watching a game, playing cards, whatever it is that you do.
Doing magic tricks.
Yes. Yeah. Doing magic tricks. Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure.
Lucky seven, okay.
Nat and I do, we do these things where we call them plan-free weekends.
Yeah.
And we had one last weekend where we just didn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we hung out, we watched Stranger Things. Obviously, I wasn't feeling very good either. You can still hear that. But it was sort of nice to just
chill.
Yeah. And I said to her, I'm like, we need to do this like once every 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Because your plans fill up really quick, especially in the summertime. Mm-hmm. And then it's gone. And it's like, sometimes you just want to wake up and go, what do we feel like doing
today?
You know?
Exactly.
That's instead a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Today is the start of the Pride Month.
Yay!
Yeah! Tons of amazing events going on in the city all month long. You can head to PrideToronto.com for their Pride Guide and see all the awesome things you can check out. Also, there's a place there on the main page where you can donate to Pride Toronto. And one of the most exciting parts is, for the first time in, what, 2 years? The Pride Parade. It's happened.
3 years. Yeah.
3 years.
Yeah, it hasn't happened since 2019, did it?
Well, it's going on June 26th. That's super exciting. Stranger Things 4 is absolutely demolishing viewing records on Netflix, which is a surprise to nobody. Netflix tweeted out that Stranger Things 4 has been running up huge numbers and that they have 286.79 million hours viewed globally since its release on Friday. So it's number one in 83 countries. The previous number one show, by the way, was Bridgerton Season 2, which only, quote, had 193 million hours viewed.
Huh.
Part of that, though, is the episodes of Stranger Things are incredibly long. Like, each episode is over an hour.
Yes, but they're very, very good. Very compelling. I haven't seen the whole thing yet.
So compelling.
No, they are. They're awesome. They really are. If you're a fan of it, you're going to love it. And Jax is just too afraid to watch, so that's why she makes fun of you for watching it.
Yeah, I'm scared. And I'm lashing out.
Toronto set a record yesterday for our hottest May 31st ever. Yay! Temperatures hit 32 degrees. The previous record was in 1944 when it was 31.1. I sat on my balcony like a sun pig and just bathed.
Good.
I loved it.
You are looking quite kissed this morning.
Yeah, sun-kissed over here.
Yeah.
I went from pale to slightly less pale.
There you go.
And that's what's trending on TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so I don't know what it is about waking up, but if I always find people are at their rawest. If you wake up and you open your phone and you get a bad email, it can affect you for hours.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you got that same bad email at like noon, you'd be like, oh, that's annoying, but you move past it, right? So this is why it was so interesting to talk to Jax directly after a nap. I had to call her about something yesterday, and it went right to voicemail. Now, for me, who has my do not disturb on at all times of the day.
I love it there. Yeah.
That can mean anything, right? I usually just call people back. Mm-hmm. But Jax, it means she's sleeping. And that you'll get a call back later.
Yeah.
So I got my call back about 20 minutes later. And I hear a Jax who doesn't sound like the Jax you hear now.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. A Jax who sounds like how I sound.
Yeah.
But unintentionally, right? Like, I'm not trying to sound like this. But Jax is, she wakes up and she's very sultry. She's like, how are you?
Oh.
I was like, oh.
Hi.
I said, did you just wake up from a nap? She's like, yeah, I'm still lying in bed.
What? I did say that too. Are now that sure? I hear it back.
Yeah. And she said it like that too, which is wild. And I'm like, oh, okay. And it was like literally, it was something we're working on, some influencing thing together. And I was like, she's like, don't worry, babe. I got the videos edited.
Why does she sound like a phone sex line?
I know.
I'm old grapevine over here. Yeah.
I'm on Shooter Street, the least romantic street in the city. And she's like, she's talking dirty to me through the phone. Now, I thought the most interesting part of this conversation was she said, Jax just said, oh, God. But she said it in her sultry way. She said, oh, God.
Oh, God.
And I said, what is it? And she's like, there's melted peanut butter on my stomach.
I said, there's peanut butter.
Exactly.
What? I said, what do you mean?
I said, there's peanut butter on my belly.
And then I said,
not for long.
I said, how is there peanut butter on your belly? And she's like, I fell asleep and the granola bar I ate melted. I said, and I thought to myself, isn't the granola bar supposed to be in your stomach? But I'm assuming that you didn't finish it.
Listen, it was so hot yesterday and I was watching my crimes before my nap. So I was laying and I don't sleep with clothes on. This is so ugly. This
you don't
is
sleep
so
with clothes on, but you also sleep with a granola bar.
Yeah. Okay, well, I was watching Law & Order at noon.
Watching
a crime in the day. No, so I tucked in and I had my Law & Order on and it was hot and I was having my Clif Bar, the peanut butter Clif Bar. And I must have fallen asleep with a bit of it on my belly because I woke up and it was like attached to me.
I'm going to ask a question.
Okay.
And I want a 100% honest answer from you.
Okay.
How did you get the peanut butter off and did you lick it after?
Oh, you did, didn't you? Jackson, you did.
Can I plead the fifth?
No. Okay. Answer the question.
It's not called plead the fifth.
Okay. I took it off with my finger, and yes, I did. I guess. Waste not, want not, right?
Oh, God.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Bluffers Beach has gone from an actual dangerous no-swim zone to one of the country's most premier swim spots. It's one of the 22 beaches to earn the prestigious Blue Flag Canada Award this year. It's given to beaches that meet high environmental safety and cleanliness standards. Now, Adam, you know Scarborough better than anybody.
You used to drink at Bluffers, didn't you?
Oh, not Bluffers. No, we were Port Union Lawrence at the end of the
okay.
Rouge River.
Oh, yeah.
That's where that drains into the Lake Ontario. That's where we used to party. But yeah, no, I think the thing is, like, we grew up here being told, especially, like, because I lived right by the lake.
Yeah.
We were always told by our teachers, don't go near it, don't go in it.
Yeah.
Definitely don't put it in your mouth. And now people are like, yeah, please swim in it. It's great. You know, whatever. It's just crazy the turnaround, and it's nice because there was like 150 years of bad pollution in there, right?
Yeah, no kidding. People are returning to work, and office romances are booming again. This is according to a new study from the Society for Human Resource Management that found that 33% of workers are currently involved in or have been involved in a workplace romance, which is up 27% from months prior. Also, 35% of workers think returning to the office will improve their sex lives.
Whoa.
Yeah. Well, we're a throuple, so how do you guys feel about that?
Well, we've been working together the entire pandemic, so we never had a chance to take...
Our sex lives have never dropped in this
room. That's right.
That's what's trending on TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
All right, so I'm one of those people that loses everything, and if you're like me, you know how annoying it can be, okay? Because basically you run it, you jump into, as soon as you lose something, you jump into crisis mode. It makes you a really good problem solver.
Yeah.
Because you're like, how do I fix this as quickly as possible? But, you know, I'm an absent-minded person. I'll give you an example. So last year, my girlfriend was like, you know, I'd really like to do a fried chicken and fries night.
Yeah.
Right? And I was like, great, that sounds awesome. And I got all the ingredients for it and brought it home, and I couldn't find the fries that I had, and I kept looking for them. I'm like, I must have left them at the grocery store, right? And that happens.
Yeah.
So a couple weeks later, I go outside and I've got my bike.
Okay.
And my bike has Everly's cradle on it so she can sit on the back of my bike when I go. And sitting in the cradle are the fries.
Adam.
That are thawed and obviously gross now. For some reason, I decided to put them there and I couldn't find them afterwards.
Were they strapped in?
They were actually behind the safety belt, yeah.
Just want to bring up really, really quickly that you left your MacBook on top of your truck and then drove away.
Yeah. Yes.
So there's another really good example
and
of that.
By the way, it's only been this week that I've replaced that Mac.
Good.
Because thanks to Toronto Police, I got my Mac back. And it's worked not well. It has not worked the same ever since.
Honey.
Weird that a computer flying off the back of a truck would cause it not to work as well. It's weird. But anyway, I have a new computer coming. But I think I have found, and I have lost everything, I think I have found the worst thing that you can lose.
Okay.
The worst thing that you can lose is a set of keys.
Oh.
The worst thing you can lose is a set of keys. Now, you might be saying, well, what kind of keys? You can get keys cut at Canadian Tire all the time, right? So the worst set of keys you can lose is someone else's set of keys. Because you're not putting yourself out, you're putting them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That sucks. So yesterday, Natalie had to leave and go for an appointment or something. And I had moved her car around in the garage.
Okay.
And I had moved her sister's gigantic F-150 around to try to fit it in the garage, which it did not.
Okay.
Because it was huge. And I had, you know, fumbled both keys or whatever. Yeah. And Natalie's car didn't move after that. She didn't leave. She worked from home, whatever.
Yeah.
No big deal. So I, she's like, so where are my keys? Like she opened the drawer that we usually keep them in. I'm like, I don't know. Why would I know that?
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you were the last one to drive the car. I'm like, really? I'm like, that was Saturday. And she's like, yeah, but I haven't driven since then.
Oh, Adam.
Right. So that's a problem, right?
Yeah.
I especially love, why would I know that?
Right.
That's a great way to start a discussion.
You know, you're right, TJ. In retrospect, that was perhaps not the right thing to say. And then, I start to, you know, like, you start to realize, you're like, oh, maybe this is my fault.
Yeah.
You know, like, you know when you instantly think, you're like, well, that's not my problem. And it's like, oh, this is my problem for sure. So I looked around. I checked everywhere. I checked her coats and jackets. I checked mine. I checked all of my, like, pants and shorts and all that for, you know, your pocket,
buddy.
Something or whatever.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it. And here's the problem. Natalie, for some reason, and I've never understood this, has one key for her car.
Which is I hate that.
The worst.
Yeah.
So I had to call the dealership. And the dealership's like, listen, key's going to be $150.
Yeah.
To program the key, it's another $150.
No! Sneaky snakes.
And here's the problem. You got to tow it here, which is another $150. And I was like, oh my God. And that doesn't even take into account the condo that she owns. She has a fob, a mail key, and a door key, and a stairwell key.
Yeah, they don't mess with those. That's probably like $400 right there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, you know, her parents' cottage, her parents' house, their building's fob. And I'm like, this is going to be a $1,000 keychain.
Easy. Yeah.
This is insane. And I was like, oh my God. So the last place I saw the keys, I was like, okay, it's got to be in their truck somewhere. So they checked their truck. No keys.
Nothing.
So at this point, I've ordered a tow truck. And I'm going to be waiting outside. It's my daughter's birthday. And I'm going to be waiting outside waiting for a tow truck to show up so I can get the car shipped off to Honda so we can get another set of keys. And they call us. And they're Natalie's sister and brother-in-law call us. And they're like, hey, we found the keys. They were in the stroller.
Are you doing?
And I said,
what are you doing?
And I looked at Natalie. I'm like, the only thing I did to that stroller was lift it in and lift it out of the car. I have no idea how they got there.
Something's got to stop.
I know.
You need a change. Something's got to give.
I don't know
this is enough.
How this happened.
You're going to lose us. God.
Honestly, if you haven't already.
Yeah, thank God you're not a keychain.
Adam.
It's bad. So anyway, I had to cancel the tow, cancel the thing.
Yeah, I'm sure they were
thrilled
about that.
Canceling the tow truck alone. Cost me $60.
Good. Yeah. You know what? Good.
So
I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this.
We just got a bunch of texts coming in that they're just screaming, get an Apple key tag.
Yeah, they're wicked.
Do they help find the, here's the problem for me. Most of the things I lose are in my house. Do they locate which room they're in? They didn't think so. That's the problem, right? Okay, so air tag, fine. The other thing I want to ask you, 999-999 the text or 416-872-9999, you've lost things. You've lost a lot of things. What's the thing that you lost that you're like, this is the worst loss I've ever had? It can be something small, but it's a pain to replace. Just like this keychain that all of a sudden was going to spit out into $1,000. It was ridiculous. Hit us up, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Chad, TJ, what else do we have on text?
From the 416, Adam, I am just like you. I once misplaced my car keys when I was at my parents' cottage. I went to drive home on the Sunday and couldn't find the keys anywhere, and we looked everywhere. Side note, is there any worse feeling than like you're about to leave and you know you have to work the next day and then panic just sets in?
You ever had someone show up at your house with a push button start and they left their keys at home? I had a friend of mine that has like a push button start, and because those are becoming more and more common, right? They're not like they used to be like super luxury, and now they're not really anymore.
Yeah, it comes with it now.
And I had a buddy show up at my house, and he's like, "I don't know where my keys are. I don't know what I do." And so his girlfriend, he looks at his phone, his text is there. Yeah. Your keys are still at home, and he's like, "Well, what do I do?" I'm like, "Don't shut off the car and go home and get your damn keys."
Oh
so you
my
got it.
God.
Yeah, that's easy. It's easy to do.
Oof.
From the 647, I lost my One Direction perfume I was saving for my wedding.
One Direction perfume?
It's apparently really perfume. Nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it's apparently a really nice scent.
From the 289, I lost my pregnant friend's engagement ring.
Oh,
story is stupid long,
God.
But we found it in the lake the next night. That is unbelievably lucky.
You found it in water? That's insane.
Yeah.
That should be hiding there till archaeologists from 1,000 years from now find it. That's crazy.
Okay, these next two are going to fill you with dread. And if you're not at home now, the first thing you do when you get home is you're going to go look for these two things and make sure you know where they are.
I feel like it's...
Yeah.
Is it birth certificate and SIN number?
I lost my passport a few days before my vacation.
That's the worst.
I needed to apply for an emergency passport. I found my old one during my vacation in my suitcase.
Did you guys ever had to apply for an emergency passport?
Yeah.
No.
Me too.
Mine was expiring 3 weeks before I was going away. And you know me, like that's actually a substantial amount of time, but I panicked. I didn't sleep for 3 days.
Oh, I remember I had a work trip to go on, showed up to the airport, couldn't find my passport. I had the passport booked, no passport in it, don't know what happened to it. So I had to not make that flight and take 24 hours.
Yeah, you can turn around.
And turn it around super quick. And I thankfully have some friends that are like, you know, at the time you had to have professionals, had to be like a police officer, a lawyer, a doctor or something, vouch for you. And so I had to get it turned around in 24 hours. It was the worst 24 hours of my life. I hated it. Oh my God.
Last one. My worst ever loss was my laminated birth certificate.
Oh.
They don't make them that way anymore. And I had to go back and find my birth records to have it replaced in Ontario.
So apparently you used to, if you had a birth certificate, you weren't allowed to laminate it.
Okay.
And my friend Zach, who Jax knows, His mom, super organized, laminated it because she thought, she didn't know this.
Yeah.
But birth, so you weren't allowed to laminate it at the time. She laminated it because she didn't want to get destroyed. And at the time, you had to go back to your place of birth.
Yes, yeah.
And he lived in Nova Scotia. So he had to fly to Newfoundland and get it, and like go to the, and get it. Yeah. So he spent a weekend in Newfoundland, which isn't that far, but still it's a pain. Oh. And then had to get his birth certificate reset and then sent to him.
Can you imagine? I like now all I can, I'm trying to listen to you guys, but all I can think about is where's my birth certificate?
Right?
Yeah. I'm going to Mexico in a couple months. I have no idea where my passport is.
Okay, Adam.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the star of the show today is going to go to the 2SL LGBTQ plus community.
Yeah.
All over.
Hell
it is
yeah.
Pride Month, baby, and it starts right now, which is amazing.
Started at midnight, Adam?
It did. I bet there were events that like kicked off right at midnight too.
Yes, we all came out of our gay pumpkins and put on our gay slippers and here we go. Yeah.
And then all the corporations changed their logos to the rainbow version of their logo.
And a gentle reminder that if you are donating to a brand or buying a brand that is using rainbow colors, make sure that they are actually helping out queer organizations.
There it is.
And a great thank you.
Now, one organization that we'd like to shout out, we're going to give them lots of highlights over the course of the month, is the 519.
Yeah.
Or the 519, however you describe them. But they're such an incredible group, grassroots group. Jax, can you kind of explain for people that don't know what they're all about?
Yeah, it's an organization located in the village, and whatever the resource that you need, the 519 has it. So whether you are part of the 2S LGBTQ plus community, whether you have family members, whether you're curious or wanting to learn, or maybe you're just immigrating here from a country that doesn't necessarily support gay rights, it's all there, and they are so wonderful. Some of the amazing volunteers that are there will help you out. And like I said, every type of resource that you need, it's all there. So
cool.
Support them so they can keep supporting everybody that they need to.
Absolutely. And as always, we love you. Yeah. And we hope that you have a fantastic day. Thunderstorm's on the way. It's actually looking kind of gloomy downtown right now. I'm not sure where, if it's raining where you're at, but it is coming. And later on this week, a little bit cooler, so a little less humidity. But it's not like it's going to be that cool.
Warm me up, guys.
Don't worry, Jackson. It'll be all right for that.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.